Exclusive: Daniel Cameron pledges to defend right to bear arms and law enforcement as Kentucky governor. By A.W.R. Hawkins on October 3, 2023. Breitbart News spoke with Kentucky Attorney General and gubernatorial candidate Daniel Cameron, R., on Tuesday, and he made clear a Cameron administration will be a strong defender of the Second Amendment and of law enforcement. Cameron said, "The Second Amendment is enshrined in our Constitution for a reason. In the Bill of Rights, and I'm going to be a governor who stands up for that Second Amendment." We spoke about the NRA's endorsement of Cameron. The NRA endorsed him on Monday, and he addressed that endorsement, saying, "I think it validates our stance on the Second Amendment and I'm grateful to have the support of the NRA. I've been working hard as Attorney General to stand up for all our constitutional rights and have certainly done so as it relates to the Second Amendment. And I will continue to be an advocate for the right to bear arms." Our conversation moved to a discussion of supporting police versus defunding police. Of creating an environment where law enforcement knows their government has their back. And Cameron made it clear that police officers will have a strong advocate in him. He said, "In 2019 the Kentucky State Fraternal Order of Police endorsed current Governor Andy Beshear, D., but they have endorsed me this time around. Like most Kentuckians, the Kentucky State Fraternal Order of Police has grown tired of Beshear's rhetoric and they want somebody who is actually going to support them indeed." Watch, Daniel Cameron, Joe Biden promises more to illegal immigrants than he does to you. Cameron continued, "We're not only going to say the right things but we're going to do the right things. I've shown that as Attorney General and I will do that as Governor. Whether that's improving their morale, through retention and recruitment bonuses, whether it's having a governor who keeps criminals in jail. I mean, just think about this, thinking about having a red state governor who has let out 2,000 criminals during his term and a third of criminals have recommitted felony offenses." He concluded, "That's just an untenable situation to have in a conservative state, but that's what you get when you have a governor who is functioning more and more like Joe Biden and Gavin Newsom." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010, a speaker at the 2023 Western Conservative Summit, and he holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brown Water Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.